So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Bas Chalal Zachar, Psula min HaKohuna La'olam. The daughter of a Chalal is eternally disqualified to marry a Kohen, as Rashi explains. Bas ben benoy atziv kala dairis, psula kavas arishin. Even the daughter of many generations of male chalalim is possible as the daughter of the original chalal. The Mishnah elaborates, chalal shenasa bas Yisrael, bita psula kuhuna. If a chalal married a bas Yisrael, his daughter becomes a chalala and is disqualified to a kohen. However, Yisrael shenasa chalala, bita kisher lekuhuna. If a chalala married a Yisrael, their daughter does not become a chalala and is eligible to a kohen. And as Rashi adds, bas bita mi Yisrael kasher. Certainly the daughter of a later generation chalala is kasher as the daughter of the original chalala. The Gemara cites the sources. Bita psula. If a kohen married one of the psula kohuna, both his sons and daughters become chalalim, because the pasuk states, lo yichal zarei. All the kohen's children become chalalim. And bas benai psula, the sons and daughters of his son, the chalal, also become chalalim, because the pasuk states, lo yichal zarei, makash zarei loy. There is a hekesh in the word zarei from the chalal to his father. Mahu bitei psula, av benai bitei psula. Just as the original kohen disqualifies his daughter, his son, the chalal, also disqualifies his daughter. However, bas bitei ksheira, the son and daughter of his daughter, the chalal, who married a Yisrael, do not become chalalim, because there is a gezeirah shava of the word ba'amav. The pasuk of Chol states, v'leichal zar ba'amav. And the pasuk of the Isser, mitam lemei, states, lo yitama bal ba'amav. Ma lahalan zachar m'lein akevois, afkan zachar m'lein akevois. Just as the Isser, mitam lemei, applies only to a kohen's son, but not to his daughter, as the pasuk specifies, b'nei Aaron, v'le b'nois Aaron, so to a Chol is only through a kohen's son, but not through his daughter. The Gemara continues, Masnitin the Lakir of Destoy ben Yehuda. Our Mishnah that holds Bas Benoi Psula, the children of his son the Chol who married a Bas Yisrael, do become Chalolim, disagrees with Reb Destoy ben Yehuda, who says, Kashem Shabene Yisrael mikvatar lechalolis, kach Benoi Yisrael mikvatar lechalolim. If either the father or mother was a Yisrael, while the other parent was a Chol, the children do not become Chalolim because the Pasuk states, Loichal Zari Ba'amav. Only if the parents were of one group, they were both kahanim chalalim, do the children become chalalim. But if they were of different groups, one parent was a chal while the other was a Yisrael, the children do not become chalalim. The Gemara continues, Einli elo zaroi, hi atzma minayin. If a kohen gadol marries an almana, she also becomes a chalala because the pasuk states, lo yichal zaroi, lo yichul zeh shayu kasher v'neschal. The word chilul implies that who was initially eligible now becomes disqualified, which can refer only to the woman who committed the b'yipsula, but cannot refer to her children because mi'ikarehu nifsal, they were always possible from birth. However, hu atzma emeschal, if a kohen gadol married an almana, he does not become a chalal, because as Rashi explains, lechal zariksiv v'lehu atzma, the exclusive word zari implies only his children, but not himself. The Gemara cites a braisa, almana, 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 ein chayv al achas. As the Gemara explains, if a kohen gadol cohabits with a woman who was widowed three times, he is liable only once, because gufa mechulakim be'inan v'leka. He committed the same issa with the same person. Similarly, grusha, 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 ein chayv al achas. If he married a woman who was divorced three times, he is liable only once, because gufa mechulakim be'inan v'leka. However, almana u grusha v'chalala zayna. If he married a woman who first became an aman, and then a gurusha, and afterward a chalala, and finally a zayna, he is liable for all four isurim, because they are shemus mechulakim different isurim, and they must be in this specific order, because as Rava explains, haitana isa chalal isur lesle isa moisef isle. The Braisa holds that one isur generally cannot take effect on top of another isur. However, where the second isur adds the isur upon more people, we do say isur chal al isur. Therefore, almana asur l'kohen gadol b'shar l'kohen hedyot. When this woman initially became an almana, she was only asur to a kohen gadol, but not to a kohen hedyot. Havla grusha, when she then became a grusha, migudi itosav l'isur l'gabi kohen hedyot, itosav l'isur l'gabi kohen gadol. Since the isur grusha took effect regarding a kohen hedyot, the isur takes effect even regarding the kohen gadol to whom she's already asur as an almana. Havla chalala, when she then became a chalala, migudi itosav isur l'meichel b'truma, itosav isur l'gabi kohen gadol. Since the Isur Halala took effect regarding that she's now forbidden to eat Truma, the Isur Halala takes effect regarding not marrying a kain. Havala Zayna, and when she then became a Zayna, the Isur is considered Maisif in that Hayal V'Shem Znus Paisal B'Yisrael. Since she acquires the status of a Zayna regarding that if she was married, she becomes forbidden to her husband, it takes effect regarding her not marrying a kain. However, Zinsa V'Nischalala V'Nischarsha V'Nischarmala in the Chayavala Achas. If the order was in reverse, in that first she became a Zayna, and then a Chalala, and afterward a Grusha, and finally a Mana, in which there is no Isser Maisiv, he's liable only once as a Zayna because Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, the other Isurim do not take effect. The Gemara continues, Yisrael Haba L'Chesei Zayna Mashvila. If a Yisrael cohabits with his sister, she becomes a Zayna and is forbidden to a Kayin, because as Rashi explains, Nivala L'Pasala. She cohabited with a man who was forbidden to her. However, she does not also become a Chalala, because in Chalala, Elam Isser Kuhuna Bavad. A Chalala results only from Isser Kuhuna, but not from Isser Erva, such as a Chesai, which applies even to a Yisrael. As the Raisa cites the source in the Pasuk, it refers to a Kohen Gadol, Amana Ugrusha Zainab Chalala Es Eilo Lo Yikach. The Raisa asks, Lo Yoyma Grusha B'Kohen Gadol, V'Tesim B'Kavachim B'Kohen Hedid. The Isser Grusha Zayna Chalala are all superfluous because they can be derived from the previous pasuk that refers to a kain hedyet. Isha Zayna V'Chalala Lo Yukachu, V'Isha Grusha Me'isha Lo Yukachu, Hash to the kain hedyet Asur L'Kain Gadol Mebaya. If all these women are forbidden to a kain hedyet, they certainly are forbidden to a kain gadol. David the Bryce explains as follows. The word Grusha is needed to teach. Keshem Shechaluka Grusha Me'zayna V'Chalala V'Kain hedyet. Just as a kain hedyet is liable for the issa grusha alone, even if the woman was not also a zayna b'chalala, because the pasuk specifically states lo yukachu for grusha, so to a kain gadol is liable for the issa almana alone, even if she was not also a grusha b'chalala. The word chalala teaches ein chalala ela me'issa kuhuna. One becomes a chalala only if a issa kuhuna was violated. The word zayna is needed for a gzeres shava to kohen hedyet, in that ma kan zarechulin aflahalan zarechulin. Just as regarding a kohen gadol who married a psula, his children become halalim, as the pasuk states, so to regarding a kohen hedyet who married a psula, his children become halalim. Rav Ashi says, therefore, kohen haba ala chaysay, zayna mashvila halal le mashvila. If a kohen initially cohabits with his sister, she now becomes a zayna because nivala la pasula. However, she does not also become a chalala because a chayisa is not an isra kahuna. However, chazar uvala asa a chalala. If they cohabited a second time, she now becomes a chalala because zayna is an isra kahuna.